There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from our mothership, 550K Fire, voice of the Northern Plains, AM 550, Bismarck and Mandan, of course, AM 1100, The Flag, home of the Flag family, 50,000 watt blowtorch of the valley, western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota, got you covered there, KTGO, part of that Flag family out of Tioga and Stanley, Watford City, beautiful Ray, North Dakota, the heart of the Bakken, and KLTC in Dickinson as well. Glad to have you listening today, wherever you're at. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call us at 855-200-1776 on the What's On Your Mind line. 855-200-1776. You can even use that line during the program, and when you call, two options, press 1 to leave a message, press 2 to chat with us live on the air. So you call that number, 855-200-1776. Anytime, day or night, press 1, leave us a message, and if we're chatting live on the air, you can press 2 and talk with us there as well. Welcome back to the news headlines here at the bottom of this hour, but I'm looking forward to telling you a neat story today about one of North Dakota's World War II veterans. Lynn Oz out of Minot, North Dakota, recently returned from an incredible trip back to some areas where he walked as a member of the 17th Airborne, a veteran in Belgium. Lynn and his son David, Daniel, and Joe, and Joe's spouse Nancy all headed out to Belgium for literally 10 days over in Europe, this incredible trip. And we have David and our World War II vet, Lynn Oz, on the line with us today on What's On Your Mind. Lynn, how are you?
I'm great. How about you, Scott?
Good to hear your voice. I'm doing well. I had the great honor of being on a honor flight trip with lots of other World War II vets. That's where I first met Lynn.
I had to give great credit to you and Kevin Kramer for that trip, and I remembered talking to you at that time in Washington, D.C., and it was a great honor flight.
It was. It was just one of the great memories. I'll have it forever of being among some heroes and to have them be able to see, many of them, the World War II Memorial built in their honor for the first time ever, and then relive some of those memories was just life-changing.
It was a tremendous trip. You bet.
Yeah. Well, you've outdone yourself now. It sounds like you had another trip here. David, give us a little bit of a background on how this all came to be, that you and a couple of your brothers and Lynn headed overseas. Tell our audience why you went and where you went and what you all did. Just give us a little trip overview here.
Well, trip overview, there's a group of reenactors in the Bastogne area, and they've been having a fundraiser every year and kind of an awareness event called the Dead Man's Ridge Walk. And every year they have an honored guest that they bring back, and they give them the royal treatment. And this year they called and they asked Lynn if he wanted to attend. And he was excited and happy to have been asked. And so we accompanied him, myself and my two brothers and my sister-in-law accompanied him over there, and we made sure that they treated him right, which they did, and that's basically how it happened. The other part is that there's a group of the 17th Airborne's descendants called the Scions of the 17th Airborne, and they had since it was the 70th year of the Battle of the Bulge, they had a trip, and so there was about 60 other people that were along with us, including some other veterans that were along with us that we participated with.
So, Lynn, last time you were there, it probably was, a little more contentious than this time around. Tell us about how the Belgians received you this time.
Well, Scott, we were back in 1999, my four sons and I. So this was my second return after 1945. But the Belgians, we didn't see much of them then, so they didn't give us much treatment. But I found that the Belgians are truly, truly happy with what the Americans did. They were invaded by the Germans and pushed back, and the Germans came back a second time and were pushed back and pretty well destroyed their rural areas. And they are still grateful for what the Americans did to give them freedom, give them a life of their own, give them their country back. And they remind everybody there on a regular basis.
So they got a chance to say thank you maybe a little more than they did last time. They were busy hiding last time, probably.
Well, last time we really didn't see much of them. I don't know where they went, but they were mostly out of sight. But, yes, they were truly receptive and friendly.
Now, where did you stay when you were there?
Well, they chose a little kind of hotel that's in the country, about 15 kilometers from Bastogne, and it is in the town of Givry. That'd be the total correct pronunciation. And it was just a little country village and a country a type of hotel where we took over the whole place. And so our hosts prepared the meals or the breakfasts and one or two evening meals. We had a wonderful time in a kind of a rural setting. And that's exactly where I was all during World War II, is in the country setting. Deep snow, by the way.
Is that right? You remember that? I mean, I was going to ask you, I mean, what do you remember the surroundings? Do you remember, what there are things about being part of the 17th Airborne there way back in 1945 that's still very vivid for you?
Well, I think my memory is almost complete. You get vague on minor issues, but I remember the spots. I remember where I was. I didn't have maps or anything because I was a private. I carried a rifle. I was on Dead Man's Ridge when they had that battle there on January 7th, and I was fortunate enough to receive the Bronze Star on that day on that ridge, and I'm one of the few still standing, I suppose, that could come to the 70th anniversary. And so I remember it quite well, and I remember locations. But the terrain looked different because we have a lot of we had a lot of snow then. And so I must say that it was kind of hard to identify specifics. But the rural countries is much the same as it was when we were there 70 years ago.
I've seen some of the pictures that David sent along, and it looks to me like there was quite a group there that were part of this. And I don't know if this, who these folks all are, but I was glad to see that this still gets the attention it does these many years later. How many were there?
Well, I would guess there were 70 from the United States. There were people there from the Czech Republic. There were people from the United States Armed Forces that came from a base in Germany, and then there were a group of locals that participated in this charitable walk, the Dead Man's Ridge Walk, and I was a part of that Dead Man's Ridge combat, and it entailed a large number of people that lost their lives and lost a lot of other or frozen feet or injuries or that on that day.
I want to know more about that Dead Man's Ridge Walk. How did it get that name?
Well, it, I suppose the name speaks for itself.
Unfortunately, probably, huh?
Yeah, they're after the events at Bass Stone and during during the December 1944, it became necessary for us to get the enemy out of that territory and to move them back to the German line and beyond. And so they were in a defensive mode, and we had to attack across open fields. And this large ridge was one of their defense areas that demanded a large amount of attack. We had no...
Hold that thought, if you will, Lynn. We'll pick up on the other side of the break here. Short break, back with more with Lynn Oz, member of the 17th Airborne. And we continue on What's on Your Mind. He and his son David joining us today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
PetroServe USA. When you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way. With convenient locations across the state, PetroServe USA is your kind of place. With the very best of American-made fuels, we take pride in everything we do to keep you on the move, helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour to Portland, Oregon, July 14th through the 17th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses of soy in fish diets, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by April 30th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
With a World War II vet today on What's on Your Mind. We're chatting with Lynn Oz and his son David, just back from a 10-day trip to Europe, actually, to take part in an event, the 17th Airborne Division, that was part of an effort, you know, actually the Dead Man's Ridge Walk we were talking about before the break was during the Battle of the Bulge. So, Len, you were telling me a little bit more about the battle, about the Dead Man's Ridge Walk. Was this all a part of, you know, was this a key event in liberating the village there of Bastogne?
No, it was probably not a key event in the liberation of Bastogne. However, it was one of the key events of starting forward to force the Germans in retreat. And as a result, they had the advantage, and we were the ones that were chosen to attack them, and we did.
That's neat. How many other veterans were with you in your group there?
There were four World War II veterans. One gentleman from Coon Rapids, Iowa, who had held the position they selected for me, the leader of the group, for about 3-4 years ago. And then there were two others that were brought there by their scions, the descendants, and those two sat in wheelchairs and did not participate very much. And you know, you take a look at the 93, 92, 93, 94, 3, 4 year olds that were on the front line, and there are not many of us left standing. And there were four, and I would say two were standing out of that bunch.
Do you know any of them from your time in the 17th Airborne together? Do you recognize anybody? I mean, anybody knew you met or anything?
I knew the gentleman from Coon Rapids, having seen him a number of times in the reunions that we had. But I don't know of anybody surviving that was in my platoon or in my area. In fact, Emerson Murray, Charles Emerson Murray, was in my same company, and he went on to become the adjutant general of the North Dakota National Guard, but he's no longer living, as is true with many of the other ones. They suffered a lot of injuries, a lot of frostbite, a lot of health damages, and deaths in that event, and so as I say, I was one of the few left standing.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. David, tell me about a couple of things I want to ask you about, too. I understand you visited the landing zone.
Yes,
you landed,
I did.
Were you
the
landed
landing
in
zone
a
zone when we crossed the Rhine in Germany on March 24. And this is kind of an anniversary time for the division. And so they brought the scions and our group went to the town of Basel, where we crossed the Rhine in a glider, and there were several thousand crossed the Rhine in gliders and in parachutes, and we did that on March 24, 1945. I was wounded on March 25, 1945, and I was able to bring the group there, stand on the spot where I was wounded, show them where I had my foxhole, because it's all pretty much rural and and much the same as it was at that time.
And how is it? What is it like to be back there 70 years, standing in the very spot you're wounded, or standing in the very spot you land in a glider in 1945? What's that like?
Well, emotional, of course, but we were there in 1999 when it was more tearful and choked up much more. My kids and my sons, that is, and my dear wife were with us, and that was the time of emotion. But, you know, you keep going on for 70 years, and you can't keep choking up every time. But I did kind of choke up when we were at the cemetery in Luxembourg, where Patton is buried, and where I did see two of my buddies get killed, and I laid flowers on their graves. That was kind of a choke-up.
Wow. Amazing. And the feeling of the people from Belgium and Luxembourg, what do they think towards you and fellow Americans?
If anybody thinks that that they do not appreciate what was done, they're entirely wrong on that thought. Now, the rural areas where the battles took place, they truly honor the Americans for what they did. They know the Americans were not trying to be there as conquerors. They know the Americans were not there to win territory for themselves, but to preserve the type of life that we have and to preserve it for them as well. And so they were just totally appreciative, everyone and every place we went.
I heard you visited a place where there was a young girl that was 7 at the time that you were there, who you asked to meet, and you gave her a little peck on the cheek as a little sign of goodwill, huh? Was that well received?
Well, she might have been a little bit older than 7, but she was right at the edge of our landing zone, and one of the gliders that came crashing in slammed into a tree about 60-70 yards from her home, and was kind of elevated up on the tree. But she was kind of pouting because the Americans had taken over her farm and made it the first aid station. They pushed her and everybody else out of the kitchen and made the kitchen the headquarters for the first aid. And you know, she was not like the Belgians. She was a member of the people that we were attacking, and so
sure.
She was
sure.
Pouting a little bit. And her son said, "Well, she's old and she might not come out." And I think he said she's about 90. And I said, "That's not old. Some of us have gone through that before." And so he went back in the house and she came out and stood there, a good German with a good sober face, and was standing there. And so I leaned over and I put a kiss on her cheek and I said, "We're friends." And my friend from Coon Rapids, this John Shoemaker, leaned over on the other side and gave her a kiss, and it created a turmoil amongst everybody there, and we had to repeat it several times for the photos and the press. And so she started giggling.
It was turmoil in a good way. Turmoil in a good way. Hang on through one more break here, gentlemen. We'll finish this on the other side of the break and wrap up a great story. I love it. More coming up. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal, you can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim, they'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with 4 techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Stanya, 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co, BidBit.co.
What's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour. Rolling on with our conversation today with Lynn Oz, his son David, talking about a recent trip just a few days ago. Just returned 10 days in Europe, walking the same ground he did as a member of the 17th Airborne. Pretty incredible when you think about that. Unbelievable. Anyway, more of that conversation in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about my friends at HeDolls. You've heard that phrase, HeDolls has it, and that means... And it's true that HeDolls, if you need it, most likely has it. Any kind of part, they've got it. That's just how it works. And that's that reputation is well-owned over the 100-plus years of HeDolls. They really pride themselves on just having it. And the rare occasion they don't have it, literally get it to the warehouse and get it to you the next day. And but HeDolls also has, besides the parts you need, the people. Great people that have been there a long time at every one of their locations. Good examples, Randy Holler at Hettinger. Now, Randy's been with HeDolls 22 years, you know, and loves to turn a wrench like a lot of the folks at HeDolls and drive cars, work on classic cars. He was telling me about his first car. He was a little embarrassed to tell me about his first car. It was a 65 Dynamic 88 Oldsmobile. Remember those? And but he said, you know what, it started, it got me there and back, but he's also had some classics, too, an 09 Mustang and 1930 rat rod that he's been working on just in the process of getting done. And, you know, so a lot of times you're going to not only find, you know, great folks there that know how to help you find a part, but they're just like you. They love turning a wrench. They love working on cars. And they all rave about HeDolls, what a great company it is to work for, and finding whatever you need to get back on the road, and the great customer service doing it, and knowledge of products, and people really making the difference, which is really neat. And, of course, Randy was really proud of the fact that the Hettinger store in a rural area like that, you know, they're seeing a lot of their customers a couple times a week, and, you know, deliveries that they take care of them there, and really do some great things. So, Randy, say hi to him at the Hettinger HeDolls location, or any of the good folks at HeDolls, and tell them Scott sent you to HeDolls. 100-plus years of great service, and HeDolls has it, the parts, and the great people, too. All right, so... chatting with Lynn and David Oz here. So, David, I got to ask you before we ask Lynn some more about the trip. You and your brother Joe and Dan watching all of this. This just had to be fascinating. What were your impressions as all this was going on?
Well, we were so grateful to the warm reception that they were getting. As Dad mentioned, we'd been there in 1999 and we were basically on a big old bus. We drove past these and looked out the window and saw these places, but this time we were able to actually interact with the Belgian people and experience the appreciation and the warmth that they have. for the veterans, for the United States veterans. And I think, speaking for my brothers, I think we were all very pleased with the warm reception they gave him. And we were amused at some of the events that they had. But there was one event where all the reenactors were all lined up in formation, and they had my dad review the troops. And he was just a buck private, and that was a little bit out of his character to walk down a big row of guys standing at attention and reviewing the troops. So, and we were all laughing about that, but it was a very great experience, and we were very pleased with the reception.
What do they do in these reenactments, Lynn? I mean, is this the real deal? Explain what happens in one of these reenactments.
Well, they the reenactors are kind of a real deal in many ways, they've put on an attack, demonstrated an attack one day for all the viewers. That was the day of the Dead Man's Ridge Walk, and they're serious, and they want to remind the people there that this actually was an event that led to their freedom, and the Czechs also participated in this. There's quite a number of Czech reenactors that participated along with others, and they're good people.
Scott, if I could say that they have authentic World War II uniforms. There's a lot of authentic World War II era vehicles, jeeps, transport trucks, those kind of things, and they're really very serious about keeping the history alive, and they're very serious about the authentication of the uniforms that they have and the procedures that they use. They're basically just keeping the memories alive there.
That's amazing. I understand, Len, you visited a school in Bastogne before you left. What was your sense of how they teach kids there in the school about the events of World War II?
We did visit that school, and that school has dedicated a tribute to our specific airborne division, and they do teach the importance of what their freedoms are, and they emphasize the fact that their freedoms are there because they were rescued, if you might say the word rescue, by people that had no intention of invading them or doing damage to them. And so one of their projects is to collect license plates from all over the United States. And so we had given them a used license plate from our previous visit there, but we brought one of the governor, our good governor, Dalrymple, gave us a plate with the Love North Dakota on it, the real plate, and we took that over. And so they added it to their collection. Their collection was up about three floors, so I didn't go up there, but David and my other sons went up to see the collection, and it's amazing the number that they have. And North Dakota has one of the star plates there, the Love North Dakota plate.
I love it. That's fantastic. Well, what a great trip. Glad you took a little time to share the story with some more of your neighbors here throughout North Dakota today. And every day we get a chance to talk to a member of the Greatest Generation. And what a great story. Neat.
Scott, I enjoy talking to you, and I enjoy hearing you. I have a lake home on Otterdale Lake in Minnesota, and I listen to you regularly when I'm there.
Oh, well, wonderful. You can listen to us in Minot. You can listen to us at the lake. You can't go wrong there.
Can't go wrong when you have good people like Kramer on your show once a week as well.
We do, yeah. In fact, every Wednesday generally for the Talk Radio Town Hall. So glad you're listening. That's fantastic. Hey, Len, thanks for helping us set this up. Appreciate it very much. Anything else you want to say?
I think what I can say is that I compliment all the people that have an interest, and I must say that we need to probably regenerate interest in our freedoms in the United States as they do in their countries.
Absolutely. David, anything last you want to add?
I think he covered it all pretty well. It bothers me a little bit when I watch late night TV programs and they ask man on the street interviews who was the president during World War II, and people answer Abraham Lincoln. I think that we need to understand our history. We need to understand the sacrifices that these World War II veterans did for our country and the incredible efforts that they made for our freedoms.
But
for
you
sure.
Remember that we were not militant people. We were citizen soldiers that were there for to do our duties. We're not heroes. We're soldiers that did the best we could and came back to live a better life.
Build a country. Yeah. Glad you did it. Well, thank you both very much. Do either of you have a prediction on who will win
Wisconsin?
Okay, Wisconsin.
The basketball game, yeah, but what about the hockey game?
I was going to ask you about the hockey game, actually, but tonight's basketball. So how about Thursday night?
In our mind, we're kind of prejudiced, you know, that North Dakota is going to win.
The Fighting Sioux.
Hey, careful.
She's still scolding you. How about that?
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. I'm with you. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Good to chat with you, and all the best to you. Take care. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your service. Appreciate it, Lynn. You bet. Good to chat with you. That was too much fun, wasn't it? Big fun. Big fun. Loved it very much. And appreciate David helping us line up that chat with Lynn. I was getting the updates on Facebook while they were over there. I'm like, this is just incredible. We got to have you. Have you on the radio when you get back, and so they were kind enough to do that, which is fantastic. I started the program earlier, which seems like a few hours ago now, because I was riveted by this conversation with Len Oz, our member of the 17th Airborne here, World War II vet, about the slaughter last week of 150 Christians at a school in Kenya, and also Pope Francis, as in his Easter Monday message, said, look, we got to do a better job of this. We got to do something about the slaughter of the Christians and speak out about it. And so some comments are still coming in. Here's some of your comments. This one came from Charlene saying, I think this president and the liberal media choose to paint the Islamic extremists with a positive brush, regardless of the reality that they hate America and they kill Christians. Why? Well, for some reasons, their sympathies or with the Islamists, against Israel, Jews and Christians. Fox News has covered this extensively, and I read a lot of outrage on Facebook. I hope the Pope speaking out now will make us all more aware and more actively vocal. Does this president's past connections to the Islamic religion influence his attempts to not call them terrorists and not speak out against their atrocities? I hate to think so, says Charlene. All right, appreciate that comment. There's others here as well. And I welcome more of yours at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Chris is saying, you know, I think this particular situation got quite a bit, a lot of attention. Saw it all over the network news this past weekend. All right. Hal says, how can the major media blame this on the right wing? Obama's father and grandfather were on the side of the aggressors. I hadn't seen the blame game. Kenny says, no, more attention was given to the Pope for putting on weight because he's eating too much pizza.
Oh, my God.
Did you know he
really?
Was putting on weight? Yeah, I didn't know.
Glad we're on top of the key things here.
Exactly. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Oh, man.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. where the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Are you hungry? On the run? Want a good deal?
Have I got a deal for you. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about my pals at PetroServe USA. You stop at their location. And I do this all the time. I'm busy. Go, go, go. I want a hot meal, though. That hot stuff pizza is the best. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce soda or coffee, two cookies of your choice, four items, four for $4. At any PetroServe USA location, all day, every day. It is the best deal in town. Check it out. Also, all month long, you'll find Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Char, the Broil Deluxe, $2.19. Giant Seed Shippers, only $1.39 a bag. General Mills Totino's Pizza Chips are 99 cents. Hershey's Candy Bars, buy one, get one free. That's a heck of a deal. Plus the 8-ounce Barrel of Fun Chips, all varieties, only $1.79. From the good folks who connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump. PetroServe USA, look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America feel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Top of the hour, Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. That's right. You want a good night's sleep? You want to stop snoring? Battling sleep apnea? Maybe you got a migraine? Something that's related to how you're sleeping? We have an answer. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, gets you a 2-for-1 deal on the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And a pillow that has, it's so good it has a patent. It has a interlocking fill, which basically means it adjusts any sleep position, no matter what you do. See the demonstration actually on how it works on the snoring. And it's pretty incredible. It does the trick. 60-night money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, it will not go flat. Simple as that. Also stays cool, so you're not tossing and turning. There's a lot to love about this pillow.
So you can actually buy it for somebody else who snores. Don't tell them, and slip it under their head before they put their head down and notice the difference.
Exactly right. MyPillow.com, 800-506-9028, call them, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Jay says, hey, great show. Wish I had heard the whole segment with Lynn. If you haven't already interviewed Harold Wrench of Garrison, North Dakota, please consider. Harold was a B-17 co-pilot, 8th Air Force, shot down New Year's Eve 1994, POW, liberated by the Russians. Great story, great man, wonderful family, a hero. Love it, Jay. I'll respond after the show and see if we can get some information. I'll interview World War II vets all day long, to tell you the truth. I love it. Go to Minot. We're a caller. What's on your mind? Hi there.
Hi. I'm wanting to know what time it is that you rebroadcast your program, like today now. In the evening, sometime it comes on so that they could, I have friends that I know would like to listen to your whole program today.
Sure.
And they don't know about it.
You're right. Well, the replay, was there any basketball or any sports that would preempt things tonight?
Just the legislature today, 7 till 8, the last hour of What's in Your Mind. So the segment, most of the segment you heard will be on at 8 o'clock on KFIRE 550. And if you're anywhere near Dickinson, 1460 KLTC, will have the whole show on 2 to 4 Mountain Time.
Yeah, but I'm just in Minot. And David Oz was on.
Yes.
Yes.
So if
and
you want
I
to hear
some friends would really like to hear that again.
Well, tell them to tune in 5:50 at 8 o'clock tonight.
At 8 o'clock?
Yep.
Okay. And then your other toll-free number, is that 855-200-1776?
It is. Yep.
Okay. Good. Then
yep,
that's
answered.
Tell them at 8 o'clock tonight.
Yep. And that's answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you want to leave a message, you just press 1.
I want to thank you. Very much.
We thank you for listening. Appreciate it.
I do, too. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you can also listen online to the show. We have podcasts there. What's on your mind, radio.com. And, of course, iHeartMedia. So there's a lot of ways to listen. Let's go to Bill in Hazen. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to thank Lynn for his service, along with all the other World War II vets that are still with us. I had the opportunity in 2004 to go with my dad to return to the Battle of the Bulge site. And I know Lynn touched on it a little bit this morning, and I just want to reiterate the appreciation of the Belgian people, the Luxembourg people, and so on for the services of veterans and the freedom that they're experiencing today. And not only that, but how they teach it to the young children and the school children to respect and honor those veterans. It was just so overwhelming to myself and my father when we were there. And again, thanks to the vets.
You're darn right. Thanks to the vets. And think about that. 70 years later, there's a school there still dedicating, teaching the kids to the 17th Airborne and recognizing the role that the Airborne played in liberating their community. That is pretty good, isn't it?
It sure is. And, I mean, these little kids would, first, second graders would walk up and grab the vets' hands and just, they'd say to them simply, thank you for your service. Thanks for saving my grandparents and so on. You know, it just... utter respect, and I think we should probably look at that here in the U.S. in our school system instead of trying to hide history to talk about it a little bit.
Darn right. Do a little better job of recognizing that and incorporating that in the curriculum. I couldn't agree with you anymore, Bill.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you for calling and sharing a little bit of that story. We appreciate that very much. You know, look, there's plenty of headlines to unpack and stories and controversies of the day and everything else. And we're here for you. So whatever it is you have in the way of issues, we're going to tackle them. But obviously, more often than not, we're focused on things that are happening in the way of current events, for lack of a better term, in the news cycle. But every once in a while, you got to stop out of that. And that's what today was all about. You know, I mean, to get a little travel log from a World War II vet, because it isn't going to be very long when it's just not going to be possible to talk with a World War II vet. So I'm going to take advantage of that whenever I can. And
amen.
Jay sent a nice little note here with a suggestion, and I appreciate David helping us line up the conversation with Lynn, but love doing it. Absolutely love doing it. All of our veterans, pretty darn special. So, all right, my friends, we're out of time for today, but we'll do it all over again tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. And remember that 24-7 line, 855-200-1776, extension 1 to leave a message morning, noon, or night. Todd, see you later.
See you later.
Go easy on those drugs now so you get better.
And the pizza. We know what it did to the Pope. So.
Yeah, there you go. God bless you, folks. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here, and I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.